Thank you for listening to this sermon from Axe Christian Church. We hope you are blessed by the following message.
When you trust and believe what God says about you, and know what the people around you, your neighbors, and everybody trying to put attack on you. That's why I want to go to Luke 8:43-48. A woman in the crowd has suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Everyone denied it. And Peter said, "Master, this whole crowd is pressing up against you. But you said, somebody deliberately touched me, for I felt healing power go out from me." So this story, it really, when I read it, it really captivated my heart in an amazing way. This woman was suffering for 12 years with an issue of blood. And under the Jewish law, she was a bleeding, and that made that woman unclean. Nobody can be around her. Nobody can touch her. She was like out from society, out from the people. She couldn't even be close to people. And look, people, they know her with attack. The woman with the issue of blood, attack. And sometimes when you, maybe, I don't know if you are struggling for 12 years, 10 years, 5 years, 3 months, 5 months, for weeks. I don't know what you are struggling right now. And people are putting tags like that. You are not able to do what God called you to do. Because you are not good enough. You are not qualified. Look at you. Look at your kids. Look at your husband. Look how is everything around you. Look at you. You sick. And you keep listening and listen the lies of the enemy. But instead, you need to believe what God says about you. She was in sickness, rejection, loneliness, sadness. Imagine, she spent all her life in doctors and all her money in doctors, and nobody were able to heal her. Imagine, she's fragile, she's weak, she's tired, and she was hiding in the crowd, and nobody noticed it. Imagine this picture, right? She saw Jesus, and she knew, "I have one shot, one opportunity. If I just touch the edge of his robe, if I just touch the edge of his robe, I will be healed." She believed. Right there, she believed. That was her only shot. And then she plans her mission to the best of her ability. And she was waiting for the right moment. Imagine, she's like that. And everybody's pushing each other, and nobody noticed that she was there. Nobody. But somebody noticed that she was there. So what happened was, she's trying to, "I don't know, it's too many people. If I go to the right, it's too many obstacles right there. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know. If I go to the left, it's a lot of people." You know what she did? She dragged herself. "I don't care how I have to go there, but that is my focus. That is my mission. That is my dream. I have to do it. This is my only chance. And if I have to drag, and I have to drag myself to go into the master and touch the edge of his robe, I will be healed." her only opportunity. She didn't give up when she saw everything around her, the obstacles, the tax. She decided, this is my only chance, and I'm gonna take it, and I'm gonna be healed, and I'm gonna be delivered, and I'm gonna be completely free. She took a risk. Faith is taking risk. Wherever you are facing right now, wherever is around in your house, if you are dealing with in marriages, that my marriage, Alma, you don't have idea, my marriage is a mess. We're trying to, you know, fighting every single time. We are planning. If you are in the middle of, you try to divorce your wife or divorce your husband and everything, you are giving up. What the enemy is trying to put attack in your marriage as a failure. But you need to believe the promises of God. You need to believe the promises of God. And if you need to drag yourself and say, if I just touch the edge of his presence, if I just have an encounter with the master, my life will be changed. My marriage will be changed. The way I feel, if I have a sickness, I will be healed. Because I'm going to have an encounter with the master. The enemy always going to try to stop your miracle. Her life, this lady, her life depended upon of this one single act of faith. And it had to happen. She has that kind of faith, like keeps knocking until the door will be open. That pushy faith, like that. She didn't care what anybody else thought about her. She didn't care. She believed. She believed. She believed. 7 years ago, 8 years ago, my husband, the doctor, we went to the doctor and they say, Richard, your heart is very bad. The valve of your heart is very bad. And if you don't have a surgery, they were giving him 2 years to live. And that happened 8 years ago. He had an open heart surgery. But you know what we did? We never quit. And I never allow that the doctor was putting attack in my husband. Or attack in us. Attack of fear. Attack or you are sick. You're going to die. I didn't believe. And I refuse to believe in that. I believe in the promises of God. What it says in Jeremiah 29:11. Because I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for good and no evil. Because you are healed. By his stripes you are healed. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what the paper says. I know it's a fact. But you have the truth. And the truth is right here. The truth is right here. In the word of God. When you believe, I believe. Even if I don't see it. Even if I don't feel it. You are working in my favor. But I have to believe, and if I have to drag to have an encounter with you, Holy Spirit, I will do it. And then when that happened, when she touched the master, Jesus says, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. And Peter says, but master, it's a lot of people here. How would you say somebody touch me? Mucha gente. A lot of people here. And Jesus says, no, 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 no. I feel beer to coming out of me. I feel something. And you want is that beer to means? It's power. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit in that moment. So when this moment he touched, something supernatural happened. The natural connect with the supernatural. And healing happened in that moment. She knew that she was healed. She knew. So when he says, somebody touch me, you know what happened? Jesus says, somebody touch me. And he noticed there was a lady. And he knew she was a lady. But you know, What happened was, Jesus wanted to see her confession right there. The spot of heaven, somebody touch me, and the lights in this woman. Imagine everybody quiet. Imagine the scene. Everybody quiet around her. And Master, was me. I touched you because you know what? And she started explaining the whole situation. Because you know what? I knew if I touch you, I will be healed. And then he says, daughter, no more tax. He gave her back her identity. Daughter, son, daughter. Her identity is back. Her security is back. Her confidence is back. And he says, your faith, your personal trust make you heal, make you whole. If you believe, wherever you are facing right now, it is in finances, it is in your marriage, it is with healing, with sickness. Whatever you are facing right now, if you believe, if you just touch and say, it's me. And then he's gonna ask, who touched me? Who touched me? It's me, Master. It's me. John, it's me. Bianca, it's me. Put your name on it. Say it louder, your name. Say it louder. Say your name. Let me hear you. Huh? That. It's me, Lord. It's me. So if you believe, whatever you are facing in your house, if you are struggling with finances, he's your provider. So don't allow the enemy to put a tag in you. My God will supply everything that I need according to his riches and glory. That's the word. When you meditate in the word of God, and it's what I did when my husband was going through that process. We have two options. Number one, or have a pity party and feel miserable. Or number two, to trust in the promises of God. And we choose to believe. So you know what I did? I wrote scriptures in those sticky notes. You know the yellow ones? Right? So I was writing there because I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for good and not evil. By his stripes you are healed. So I was putting those sticky notes in every single corner in my house. That house was looking like a teenager bedroom. You know what I'm talking about. They put everything, posters and everything, right? So I put everything in every single place. So when Richard and I were going to the bathroom to brush our teeth, we read in the scripture. Because I know the plans that I have for you. And keep reading and reading and reading the scripture, because faith comes by hearing. And believing in the promises of God. 24/7 is what we were doing, confessing the word of God, meditating in the word of God, not just emotionalism that you fell into the spirit and that's it. No. You need to be grounded in the word of God, grounded. And the way you're going to be grounded on his word, when the test comes, you are grounded and nothing is going to move you, because you are deep, grounded, deeper, deep, deep grounded. When the storm comes around you, nothing is going to move you, because you believe. And by itself, the scripture is going to just come into your mind. And you're going to just declare in the scripture, wow, why I'm thinking in this scripture? Because you are meditating. And your spirit is going to be strong and stronger and stronger. And when your body feels like weak, and your soul with a lot of emotions and everything, what is going on around you with your family and everybody, the spirit is strong in you. And nothing is going to move you. So what happened after the surgery? It was a lot of complications after that. I don't have the time to explain you the whole thing, but it was a lot of complications. And the doctor was coming back to me and telling me, no, Miss Alma, I don't know. And I said, you know what? I believe in my God. I just believe. And he's like, okay, vieja loca, crazy woman, right? I believe. Later on, one day, he met me in the cafeteria. And he says, Miss Alma, I don't know what is going on, but the heart of your husband is improving. Oh, I know what is going on. Because my God doesn't heal 70%. My God doesn't heal 80%. My God doesn't heal 90.9%. My God heals 100%. Whole, complete. And I believe. We came back to the doctor a year later. And he says, Richard and Alma, if my patients recover like the way you're recovering right now, I will be out of business. You are completely healed. I don't know what happened. Your heart is in the right size. You are healed. So Jesus, to finish, he says, daughter, go in peace. Go in peace. And peace means, in Hebrew means shalom. And that means harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, and be permanently healed from your suffering. Go in peace. You know what? You know what? This is overflow. One touch. If you believe, one touch, I will be whole. In one touch, I will be healed. One touch, I will be free. One touch, I will be transformed. One touch, I will be secure. One touch, I will be not afraid. One touch. One touch. With the Holy Spirit. And believe in the promises of God.